Good afternoon. My name is Adriana, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how may I help you?
Okay. On January 27th, we went to the cruise terminal in Mobile, Alabama, Mobile County Health, to get the virus shot. One of your documents in the papers you have to fill out, it talks about if you or healthcare, and of course I circled other because I am the main caregiver for my husband that is a retired military, and he's 100% disabled, and he is handicapped also. He's in a wheelchair and everything. And the part that said it said primary activities, and I am the direct care person for him. I have to go out and get the food, the toilet paper, the prescriptions, everything. And there are some people in Mobile, Alabama, they won't wear their masks, they won't stand back in the checkout line, and I was refused the virus. I think possibly they need to reconstruct this document that's in the daily papers you have to fill out because I had no idea I was doing something incorrectly.
Okay, so what is it that you would like for me to assist you with, ma'am?
Well, I'm thinking there are other people like me that were turned away, and they said because of my age.
Okay, well,
I'm
6 years
old, yeah.
I have a phone number.
And I was given this number to call by the head doctor that was at that facility.
Okay. Okay, I have a number if you would like to call to make a schedule for a vaccine appointment. I have a number for that. But if you wanted to file a complaint in regards to what had happened to you, I have a phone number you could call for that as well.
Well, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying maybe this needs to be worded differently, because if you are a main caregiver, which keep in mind, I know people do fraudulent stuff all along, but that was not anything that we were doing. My husband has PTSD because he's a Vietnam veteran.
Okay.
And it took so much to get him calm back down when they were refusing me the shot, when I know and he knows I'm the one that has to do everything as far as going out here. And people are not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I do apologize about that, ma'am. But unfortunately, I don't have no information what to give you in regards to that. Like I stated to you before, I have a number if you would like to call for CDC to explain that to them. And then I also have a number if you want to call to, you know, get a vaccine appointment scheduled.
Okay, well, let me try.
You want both of the numbers?
Yes.
Would you like both the numbers?
Yes.
Okay, the number to call to schedule for the vaccine appointment is 855-566-5333.
Okay, and
the number that you could call if you wanted to express, the guidelines and protocols and, you know, what you're saying that is worded wrong, that number is 1-800-232-4636.
4636?
Yes, ma'am, and that is the CDC number.
Okay. For the state of Alabama, for the whole
country? Well, that's the CDC number. So I'm guessing they assist people in the state of Alabama. When you call them, they'll ask you whatever general information they may need of you, but you can explain to them that your situation. I'm pretty sure they'll be able to better assist you.
Yeah, because I have some friends that are nurses in other states. They have become like the traveling nurse, and all this stuff has happened. Mm-hmm. And one of them was telling me, you just be in your car, put your arm out, and they shot in the arm.
Yeah, I do apologize, ma'am. That's the only information I have for you to give you.
Who am I talking to?
Sure, my name is Audriana.
Okay, Audriana, that's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for speaking with me.
You're welcome. No problem. I hope I was able to help. And if you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Coronavirus Health Hotline.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.